lo avyoinim. On Purim, there is a mitzvah. It's one of the four mitzvahs hayoyim. Let us review. On Purim, there are four mitzvahs. Four mitzvahs. Number one, mitzvah number one is Mikra Megillah. Mitzvah number two is Mishloach Monois, Ish L'Reyehu. Mitzvah number three is Matonois Lo Avyoinim. And mitzvah number four is a Su'udas Purim. Four mitzvahs on Purim. Now let's focus on, laser focus on one of the four mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Matonois Lo Avyoinim. Now I have over here, everything I'm telling you is coming from my favorite Svarim, the series from Rabbi Tezner, Rabbi, the Sha'arei Yimei HaPurim, the Sha'arei series, the gates of Purim. Of the days of Purim, he has a Sha'arei on almost every single Chag, and plus a lot more. His stuff is out of this world. A lot of his, most is like a Likut. It's a Likut, but it's he has some of his own Chidushim as well. And he goes through the whole Purim here inside out, and he has a very nice section on Matanis Lavyonim, both in this, in the beginning of the Sefer, at the end of the Sefer, where he has more She'elus Tshuvas. And what comes out from Rabbi Tezner is that on Purim, there are four different types of, well, even five, I would say. There's a full school over in a second. Four or five different concepts, or what's a good word? Four different gifts of money. Of money in the category of Matonos Lo Avyoinim. Now let me explain. Number one, we know there's a mitzvah called Matonos Lo Avyoinim. Then there's another concept which appears to be something completely separate called Kol HaPoishet Yad Nois Nimloi. So Chazal said that on Purim, anyone that sticks out their hand and ask you for a handout, you give. Is Kol HaPoishet Yad Nois Nimloi just an explanation, a definition of the laws of Matanos Lo Avyoinim? Not necessarily. Kol HaPoishet Yad Noistim Lo, very likely in his opinion. It's a very novel idea. Never thought of it like this until I saw this here yesterday. Kol HaPoishet Yad Noistim Lo is not a chelik of Matanos Lo Avyoinim. It's a different category. It's a different element of giving money on Purim. Hayluchud v'hayluchud, the rules of this are not the rules for that. Number three, there is machzis ha-shekel. Now machzis ha-shekel, we don't associate with matonos levyonim. Machzis ha-shekel, the minog Yisrael is to separate, to give the machzis ha-shekel erev Purim. Antainis Esther. A Tainus Esther at Mincha time, it's the Minhag Yisrael to give money, Machzis HaShekel, to give $3.50. Today, you give $1.50. That's a Lechatchila. We'll talk another time about the laws of Machzis HaShekel, but basically, you're giving basically every adult over at least over 20, Lechatchila, even over Bar Mitzvah. Some give for their children $1.50 per head. Three half coins. Where does that money go? Can you use the money that you set aside for Machzis HaShekel for Matanos Lo Avyoinim? Many hold you can. Okay, we'll discuss that in a moment, but in any event, it's another type of giving money. Machzis HaShekel. And the fourth, if I'm not mistaken, there's only four, is something called Mo'os Purim. This is an ancient meaning that goes back to, from time immemorial, which today is not too common. Many people don't know about this. Don't know about this, but there's something called Mo'os Purim. I used to, my father's shul.
I went to the Balkairos, no?
Oh, so that's the question. Who does it go to? Who does the Mo'os Purim go to? So I remember my they call it, I don't know if it's the same thing.
Megillah.
They call it Megillah Geld. That's probably a new term. It's traditionally called Mo'os Purim. So I'll just tell you an old story. I remember there was a gabbai, I hope you should be well, Mr. Ross. Mr. Milch, you probably know him. Mr. Ross, he lives in Boston. He's now in Boston. He's an elderly man, very elderly man, Baruch Hashem, and Arich HaSyamim. He should be good and he should be healthy and well. And he was the gabbai in the Young Israel for many, many years. And he's an old-timer. He grew up in Poland. Okay, he grew up back in the old...
He grew up
what?
I think he was a
family.
Saba Chassid? So he moved in Satma? He moved in Satma?
St. Mary.
Yeah. He managed to show pictures. So he was the gabbai in the Young Israel, and he would I would make signs every year for Machsa Shekel, for Matanis Lev Yoinim. We put out signs like plates on the bima, Machsa Shekel plate, Matanis Lev Yoinim plate. What else do we put out? Instructions, whatever, other things. So he always would say to me, without fail, every year, make a plate called Ma'os Purim. I said to him, what? What? I was like a teenager then, maybe a little bit older. I said, what in the world are you talking about? I'm telling you, there's a minug to have on Purim. You shall remember from his days in Satmar, back as a child. You put out on the table a plate called Ma'os Purim. I said, what's Ma'os Purim? So he says, so he told me, it's the money that you give to the one who lays the Megillah. He gets the money. So I said, I lay in the Megillah, no one gives me the money. So he says, yeah, I know, we take it for the shul, too bad. Too bad, we take it for the shul, but you have to still put out this plate called Ma'os Purim. I don't remember if I think I did. Did I do it? I don't remember. I really don't remember if I listened to him or not. We learned this. There's something called, now, what is the Ma'os Purim? So he's right. It goes not necessarily to the one who lays the Megillah. It goes to the Chazan. It goes to the rabbi. It goes to the people in the shul who do services. It's not so clear who do services for Purim. Purim, you need special services. You need someone to lay the Megillah. You need someone, I don't know, a chazan to say the kravitz. Maybe they made some of a Hanukkah party, or it was a general gift for the rabbi. What?
They didn't make a Hanukkah party on Purim.
A Purim party, whatever it is. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Or whatever. Or for the rabbi.
That time we don't know if it's sukkah or Purim.
Okay, for the rabbi, I don't know, but it was money given for people who perform services in the Beis HaKnesses. Now, is it for the services for the whole year? Is it services specifically for what's done in Purim, whatever services were needed, like the one who lays the Megillah? Or maybe the gabbai who takes care of the gabbai tzedakah. The gabbai tzedakah has to give out, you know, the matanos la'avirim. It's not so easy to do it right. The matanos la'avirim needs to be paid for his time and effort to make sure to investigate and to give the money to the aniyim correctly. Is the money given for the one who davens for the amud? There's a special nutzach, you know, he's supposed to say kravets on Purim. I don't know exactly, or was it done in general for the whole year round, but it was a special, and this money has nothing to do with matanos la'avirim. Even if it's not the same, and has nothing to do with Machsa Shekel, and has nothing to do with Kol HaPoyshed Yad Nois Nimloi. So it comes out, Rabbi Yisai, you're going to be taxed four times on Purim. As if you think you didn't pay enough money for tuition for your children, your grandchildren. Amir Tzashem, you've been paying your great-grandchildren's tuition as well. If you think you were not taxed enough, well, Purim is coming around, and there are four taxes you have to pay on Purim. Got to pay Machsa Shekel, gotta pay Matanos Le'avyoinim, you have to pay Mo'os Purim, and then if someone comes to you and puts out his hand, Kol HaPoyshed Yad Nois Nimloi. And each one of these things technically has nothing to do with the other. So you learned over here today in the Shir is that Purim is very expensive. It's a very expensive holiday. Not to mention, you have to give Mishloach Manos as well, and pay money to make a su'uda, and buy for your Edim a $2,000 Megillah. And then the case, the silver case, will cost you another few thousand dollars. That's why it's called Purim, because on Purim you go poor. Purim is a very expensive holiday. You give him the yad. Just take his hand.
Give him a high five.
Right.
Okay, so this is new to me. This is new to me that there are four different taxes, four different types of stuff. I would be all the same. Because technically I would think to myself that Kol HaPoyshed Yad is an explanation of who you give Matanos Le'avyoinim to. And Machsa Shekel you can give Machsa Shekel, you give to the Aniyim, to the Matanos Le'avyoinim, and Ma'os Purim is just another word for Matanos Le'avyoinim. That's what I would think. I always thought it's all the same. We can merge. It's a merger. We'll get a lawyer. We'll sign up a document. We'll merge all four together. You can become all four together. No, it's not so. That's an abuse. It's an abuse to cut corners and merge all of them together. Now, technically, you really can. The place can talk about this. Technically, you really can merge them all together. Technically, you can give your machzis hashekel. You can use it for matanos lo'ev yoinim. Who are you going to give the matanos lo'ev yoinim? Anyone, that's Pesha, anyone who comes by and asks. I don't have to make an investigation.
Yeah, but if no one comes along, to see the difference between the two things is maybe no one comes along.
Okay,
that's why the Parsha says v'yichuli truma, the same expression, why it says v'yichu not v'nosnu, because it's not a tzivoy, it's called a divlay. So you have to give matanos levyonim. Maybe you don't pass anybody in your neighborhood that has. You have to search out.
Okay, that's a given. But let's say you have both. Let's say you have people that are coming to ask and you giving matanos levyonim. You can use it. We would assume that you could use that. That when it comes to me giving matanos levyonim, I can give it to anyone who asks, and I do not need to make an investigation if he's a charlatan.
Right.
I can give it to him. That's what I would think. And I can even, which money am I giving? I'm going to give the money that I put aside for machzis hashekel. And when it says on the plate, Mos Purim, this is just someone, the fiction of imagination, someone went and made up this thing, Mos Purim, that for the poor people, the rabbi, the one that's going to be getting, the rabbi, or this one or that one who's getting the money, the chazan, he's also an evyon. I would think, I would assume that all four are really just the same, but it's not. All four appear to be completely different principles. One has nothing to do with another. When it comes to matanos levyonim, you have to make an investigation. You just don't give your matanos levyonim to any guy who puts out their hand. We all, unfortunately, know there are a lot of fakers out there. These people need help. They need to have money. They don't need money. And they're just, it's a sickness. They just have they get a high. They thrive on someone giving them money. It's a sickness. Mamish, it's an illness. A chol yanefesh, but they don't need the money. So you have to be careful. You're not mekayim the mitzvah. We hold matanos lo'evyo. And if you give to a person that doesn't need the money, but then there is a principle that on Purim you give whoever wants. You give kol ha'poishet yad noistim. And the way Rabbi Tezner explains this, very fascinating. That is really an extension or a. It's not a kim of mishloach manos, but it's a chelik of mishloach manos. In other words. When you give mishloach manos, you typically give it to people who don't need charity. In fact, you're usually giving it to people who are giving you the charity, right? Who are the givers. You want to maintain a good relationship. You have a sponsor. Someone says, don't a sponsor. He gives all the yeshivas. They're giving out these very lavish mishloach manos to all of their sponsors. All of the people that give them big, big money, Purim, they send them a beautiful mishloach manos. Why? You got to oil the wheels, right? Oil the engine. Make sure you maintain a good relationship with them. They don't need your money. They don't need you to give them a. But you give it. Why? Simcha. You go to your next door neighbor. You give them a beautiful mishloach manos within simcha. Someone who comes to you and is poishet yad. He doesn't need the money. You made a thorough investigation. He has more money than you. He has money stashed away under his pillow and some millions of dollars. And he comes and he dressed like a beggar. And he comes and he tells you these sob stories. And he asks you for $2. Are you guys crazy? What are you, out of your mind? You got more money than me. Well, what are you? A sickness. You know what, on Purim? If this is what gives him hanah,
you have to give it.
If this is what gives him pleasure, to entertain to his fantasy world, it's no different than giving mishloach manos to your next door neighbor who's a multimillionaire. My next door neighbor lives in a compound, not in a palace, a compound. Does he need my little bottle of grape juice and my Reisman's Hamantaschen's? Does he need that? He doesn't need it. He lives in a compound. Yet, there's a mitzvah for me, Misham Simcha, to show him respect. Here's my Mishloach Manos. If this fellow comes, puts his hand out in front of you, give me a donation, it's Purim today, Matanos Levyonim, and you already made a thorough investigation to confirm that this guy's a multimillionaire and has a sickness. He has a need to dress like a pauper and smell and stick his hand in your face to get a dollar. And his mind is some, we don't know how his mind works. It's like a woman. I didn't say that, right? You don't know. You don't know. You don't know. When you'll understand why pizza is round, put in square boxes, and cut in triangles, you'll first begin to understand the way the mind of a woman works. I didn't say that. That was said by someone else. Okay? So in any event, you don't understand why he has the satisfaction, it's none of your business. Purim is not a day for you to be a doctor. If this is what gives this fellow satisfaction, it's no different than giving a mishloach manos to a multimillionaire.
How about a drug addict?
You know that drugs are illegal.
No, giving him money.
It's not your business. It's not your business what he does with the money. It's not your business. That's not any business. You mind your own business. So giving money, there's such a thing on Purim called Persia. Okay, now let's discuss the Max HaShekel. So Max HaShekel, why would you be allowed to give the Max HaShekel to you for Matanis Lev Yoinim? It's a very big question. So the answer, the best answer I found is that the truth is you really are not. But the minig is to give 3 coins from Max HaShekel. We give $1.50. Me'ikar Hadin, you only need to give 50 cents. It's all you really need to give according to the halacha. There's a minhag that because it says in the pasuk the word truma 3 times, in the parasha shkolim, we give 3. It says what?
It says machas
shekel 3 times. Machas shekel 3 times. That is the word truma, say truma 3 times? Sorry, but three times, whatever. It says 3 times the concept. We give 3. Therefore, certainly a dollar of the 150 can go for matonos lo'ev yoinim. Because that's not an ikar hadin. The machtzis hashekel me ikar hadin is only 50 cents. So this that the minhag Yisrael is to give $1.50, you can take a deduction, a discount, if you really want to go give the at least $1 worth of the $1.50 for matanos lo evyoinim, so be it, that's perfectly fine, you can do so, but in a chinami, it would appear that 50 cents should not be part of your calculation in Matonois lo'ev yoinim. Okay, next concept. How much money does one have to give for matonos lo'ev yoinim? The halacha is you have to give it to 2 poor people. It says the Beloshin Rabbim, Mishloach monois ish lirei'ehu, one man to his friend, monois, plural. So for Mishloach monos, you only have to give Mishloach monos to 1 person. How many items? 2 monois. And then it says umatonois. That is b'loshoin rabim. Lo evyoinim. Evyoinim is b'loshoin rabim too. You have to give 2 gifts to 2 poor people. Each poor person must receive 1 gift. Question. What is the monetary obligation of matonois lo evyoinim? So here Rabbi Tezner really shines. And he goes to town, and first he asks, what's the reason why we give matonos lo evyoinim? And he presents the chakira in the achrayim. There are 2 reasons, possible reasons, why we give matonos lo evyoinim. It has many, many practical nafkaminas. Some are of the opinion that we give him a matonah so that he can have a su'udas purim. He could have food for a meal, a su'udas purim. Other commentators disagree, and they say that it has nothing to do with a su'udas purim. It's purely a din of tzedakah. There's a din of giving tzedakah the entire year, and there's a special din. Chazal said that on Purim you have to give tzedakah. If we learn that the ikar tam of matonos lo evyoinim is to give tzedakah, you only have to give him a pruta. Now, what's a pruta? I don't know, 5 cents, 10 cents. Not more than 10 cents. 13 cents? Yeah? He made a calculation, 13 cents a pruta? Okay, and it's a chiddush, 13 cents. So if you hold that it's a din of tzedakah, All you have to give is 13 cents to one ani and another 13 cents to another ani. Okay? 26. Nice. Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud Kei Vav Kei.
Deutsch?
By Deutsch? You made a calculation? Okay, there are different ways to calculate what a pruta is worth based upon the value of copper. Copper and barley seeds and copper today. So he came out to calculation is 13 cents. So then you only have... You have to give two poor people
half a shekel is about 13 cents.
Okay, so that's what a pruta would equal. You give a pruta one pruta to two poor people. If you learn that the time of matanas levyonim is nothing to do with tzedakah. Tzedakah is a mitzvah you do the entire year round. Matanas levyonim is a din of a seuda. What does an average meal cost today? So it's a very complicated question. So people, I read in books, I don't know if this is true, is that you don't have to go to a Reserve Cut or Abigail's or some very exclusive high-end restaurant. You go to Bagel Hole. Bagel gets a lot of advertisement from this. They get a lot of advertisement. You go to Bagel Hole and ask them or sit there by the counter for an hour or two and watch people come in and buy breakfast. People walk into Bagel Hole in the morning.
They have a special.
Okay? Come in. So what's the special cost?
$3.50.
$3.50?
A bagel and a coffee.
How about pizza?
Okay, so maybe that's it. So that would be then called the minimum requirement to buy. I remember heard years and years ago, as you go to Bagel Hole, what does it cost a person to buy? You know, a comfortable, a nice breakfast in Bagel Hole. About five, and then a couple of years ago, $5, yeah. Maybe $6, $7. So about $5 is a fair amount. $5. So that means that you have to give two people $5. $5, matonos levyoinim, find two evyoinim, and give each one $5. So if you learn the din of tzedakah, two people, each one must get at least 13 cents. Pruta, tzedakah, Chazal didn't give a shir. They did not give a shir for matonos levyoinim. It's amazing. They didn't give a share. But the Charedim say, what is the share? We got to know. You know, we live in a world, you know, we got to know. Bottom line here. What's the bottom line? Well, the Sachi, what is Matanas Levyonim? If it's a din of a Su'udas Purim, a Su'uda means $5. That's what it costs in Bagel Hole to buy a nice breakfast. Now, you don't have to go to Reserve Cut. If you want to go and say that it means a din of Tzedakah, for Tzedakah, you only have to give a Pruta. What's a Pruta today? 13 cents. That's all you have to give to two Aniyim. That's an important insight. Next insight. Why is it called matonos lo evyoinim and not matonos lo aniyim? And that begs the question, what is the difference between an oni and an evyoin? We mentioned a few days ago, there's many terms in the Chazal to describe poor people. There's an oni, there's an evyoin, there's a rush. What else is there? A dal. How do we define these terms? So unfortunately, we don't really have a definition for dal. And a rush, but we do. But Ani and Evyon is something that is discussed in the Chazal. It says by a Sochir, Lois Sashoik, Sochir Ani ve'Evyon. And you're not allowed to oppress a worker, a hired worker, who is an Ani and an Evyon by denying them their wages. And in that Chazal of Lois Sashoik, Sochir, Ani the Evyon, Chazal tells an Ani is a person who has dignity. He has dignity. He lives in a home. He dresses normally. It's just that he does not have enough money to survive. His income, he has lost his job. He does not know how he's going to pay the rent. He does not know how he's going to buy food for Shabbos, how he's going to pay tuition. He has. An Evyon is a homeless person. Evyon comes from the word of Ta'ev. Ta'ev la'kol, he's lacking everything. He doesn't have a home. He doesn't have freshly laundered clothing. He doesn't have anything. He's Ta'ev la'kol. And he has. And what does la'kol include? He lost his dignity. He has no shame coming over to you and saying, give me money. Give me something to eat. I have nothing. I'm in the street. He has no shame because he has nothing. An Ani has dignity because he has. Until now he had. He's a distinguished member of society. He's now going through hard times. He has dignity. Not everyone even knows that he's poor, that he's suffering. That's called an ani. In the laws of like sashik, sochir, ani ve'evyon, Chazal make it very, very clear, an ani comes before an evyon. People don't know that. People think the opposite. An evyon doesn't have where to live. He's in the street. So you better give him food because he'll starve to death. Don't worry. If he didn't starve to death by now, he's not going to starve to death another day without any food. Don't worry, he'll figure out what to do. But the ani is suffering much more. Because the ani has busha, has shame. And every moment of shame is enormous. So in the laws, in the general laws of Hilchos Tzedakah, an ani comes before an evyon. It's a shocking thing to us, right? I hear that. People are collecting the whole day, and some people, they're desperate. These are guys, homeless guy, lying in the street over here. So, and then there's a guy, you hear about a family, they know they can't make ends meet. There's someone, someone needs money to buy food for Shabbos. Time for Shabbos. And then the guys, you know, they're sitting there on the street corners and don't know what to eat. So in the laws of Tzedakah, Toim Chai Shabbos comes first. Because Toim Chai Shabbos, they primarily, I don't know all the pratim, all the details, but primarily it's Matan B'Seser to people who have dignity. People who are falling on hard times, can't make ends meet, and they have dignity. Toim Chai Shabbos, as far as I know, last that I've learned about, they don't give food to homeless people. Maybe I don't know all the details.
I've been
distributor.
The last 30 years.
Yeah.
So it's true. I mean, when I go, I just deliver the package. I give the bell and signals. Very often the boxes sing are from Moshe's. Mm-hmm. But they're also a food shelter, so anybody can go in.
Right. That's okay. That's about like more of a newer thing, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a newer thing, but their primary. But their primary. Maspia, also, the primary service of Toim Chai Shabbos was originally Matan B'Seser for Aniyim, not Evyonim. Aniyim are people of dignity who temporarily have fallen upon hard times and need a little chizuk. That's the laws of Tzedakah. So now, when it comes to Matanis Lo Evyonim, you have in front of you, it's Purim, and now you have money to give a matana, a nice matana to two poor people, and you have a whole list of candidates, you know about candidates. Some are Evyonim, and some are Aniyim. Who goes first? So you'd be shocked to learn that many Paiskim say the Aniyim go first. Even though the Pasuk says, Pile Ploim, right? The Pasuk says, Matanos lo Evyonim. I think the Aruch HaShulchan says this. He says, when the Pasuk says Matanas Levyonim, it means Bidiyev, you yoytzei even with an Evyon. Even. It's a shocking chiddush. Many Paiskim say this. But Lechatchila, you should give it to an Ani. If you know of an Ani comes first. If you can't find an Ani, you can be yoytzei the mitzvah of Matanas Levyonim. It's a shocking thing. What? Yes, of course. That's a given. That's to be a Jew. And sometimes the only way to give a Jew is by giving goyim also. You know, you give to a system.
Pasuk says achecho.
In Re'eh,
it says achecho.
Yeah, that's by tzedakah. By Purim. By Purim also. By Atanas le'evyoinim. So evyoinim, so it's a tremendous chesh. On one of your own, of course. That's a given. That's another concept. But evyon, chazal say, according to most of the poskim, it appears, it's a shocking chiddush to me that when it says in the pasuk matanas lo evyon, it means that b'dieved you yoytze afilu with an evyon. But l'chatchila you should really give it to an ani, because an ani, there are many aniyim to go around, unfortunately, and the aniyim, they have busha, and the busha element of their poverty is very, very significant, and that should be addressed before you're dealing with people who anyway have no shame. And it's very, very sad, and they are hard, and a solution has to be found, of course, but that's the priority, yeah.
2 points. One is when we mention, let's say, in davening, it's always ani ve'evyon. Ani ve'evyon mi goes low. Lai yirachem al ani ve'evyon.
Right, that's the halacha.
Yeah.
Ani always goes first.
Okay, the other thing is, maybe because on Purim, the dignity of Klal Yisrael was restored with the with the victory over the enemy, where we were
disregarded. Dignity. It's a matter of dignity.
Yeah.
So therefore, but the problem is, which really stares at you in the eye, is about the pasuk says Evyoin.
Yeah.
So the chiddush is even in b'diavad, even in Evyoin, but you should strive for an ani. Other pasuk, I can't remember all the names. They disagree. If the pasuk says Evyoin, Ein Mikra Yotze Midei Peshutai. You give the money to an Evyoin. You give the money to the homeless. You go out into the street. Are you Jewish? You go, unfortunately, it's no joke. You go on the train station. You go there. Are you Jewish? You give the money to an Evyoin Mamish, a homeless person.
We're relying on our rabbis, on
our organizations. Many of the organizations that give out, they distribute the money, they give it mainly to Aniyim, not to Evyoinim. The organizations that distribute money, they say if you want to give money to an authentic, they write an authentic Matanas Levyam, don't just give money. We give it out bo bayom to people that have been vetted, unfortunately, that this we know in Eretz Yisrael, they're very poor families, even Flatbush, they're very poor families that people don't know about, that cannot survive.
So
we trust that. But you should know that those people that are doing that are giving 99%, people who put up these signs, and they are very good people that we know that collect for these families or poor people, they're giving aniyim. They're not giving evyoinim. The people they're giving to have dignity. And if you want to follow the pesukim that say that you have to give to evyoinim mamish, pshutukim ashmoi, that's what the Megillah wants from us on Purim. It's a different type of tzedakah. Tzedakah, you got to give to evyoinim. Today we have to focus on the homeless. It's a day for the homeless. In New York City, is there a homeless day? They have a day for bicycles, a day for trees, a day for every mishigas, a day for plastic bags, a day for styrofoam cups, a day for every mishigas, the day miyuchid for this day. Is there a day in New York City for the homeless?
Every day
is a day for the homeless.
If you give money to an organization, is that considered to two people?
Yes, that's what they're trying to do for you. They're service oriented, and whatever is required, they will get. They will do. Yeah.
Vidolo sedagrivo is, we don't know.
A doll. What does that mean? A doll.
Yeah. Vidolo sedagrivo.
So what does it mean in that instance? An Evyon, or maybe does it mean means in psychologically he's down. Yeah.
Every day, after I learned here, I usually go to Manhattan by subway. So one of the stops I have to get off is Atlantic Avenue. Atlantic Avenue is very, very big. It's very complicated.
Yeah,
all different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know,
so,
I know.
Very often there's a homeless fellow there. There are a bunch of homeless people. He wears a yarmulke. And I'm sure that he's Jewish. You know why? Because one time I went to him and I wanted to give him 50 cents. He wouldn't take it from me. Wanted more.
That's, excellent. Excellent.
He was very insulted. I want him 50 cents. He was very insulted.
He's not the only one.
So I said, do you want me to take it? Oh, he said, but yeah, but he let me be okay with him.
He's not the only one.
Yeah, but I'm just, so, I mean, certainly, I'm sure that he's here, but he certainly, I'm not sure if he's really talking about alcohol. But you have to feel bad for him. I mean, whatever he is,
Right. It's very, you can't generalize. It's obvious. You can't generalize. Every person's different, situation's different. But on a scale, but you know, in halacha, there always has to be some defining point. There has to be a defining point somewhere, even though everything is really a gray area of, you have to categorize. You have to make a decision in life. You have to give, you're giving kind of the mitzvah. I can only give that much money. I want to give a nice gift, so I have different people that I know of. One person I would, in my mind, relatively speaking, I would consider the Evyoin, and the other one I would consider the Ani. Which one has priority? So this is the Machlekes HaPoskim. And if a person is wealthy, you can give both. Matoy v'manoyim, you can give both. Okay, but the Alithas appreciate the issues. The issues are what it says in the Megillah, Matanas Levyoin. And Evyoin means nothing. He's homeless. He has no dignity. In Ani has dignity. What does the Pasuk mean? What's the reason why we give money? Are we giving the money in order that Shavi should be able to have a meal on Purim? Or are we giving the money midin tzedakah? I'll give you, well, let's say you know he has a meal. You know he's going to have a meal already. This homeless fellow or this poor person, you know he's going to Maspia, he's going here. So he has a meal. So if he has a meal for Purim, so there's no need for me to give. I have to give someone who otherwise would not have a meal. But if it's din of tzedakah, so what difference does it make if he has a meal, doesn't have a meal? He needs money. He's a poor person.
Theoretically, you know, it's very difficult. That person should have no money and not a meal, and you give him the money, and then he runs to the supermarket and he buys the
right.
Meal.
So it's very, very right. That whole concept that it's for a meal today. Today's generation, the concept that you're giving money to have a meal, in our society, doesn't really work. And that's why we have a backup plan. So who says it's midin having a meal? Right. Maybe it's midin tzedakah. Ein achinami. That's what many poskim say. Right. Okay. So Chazal, you know, sometimes Chazal were purposely vague. Chazal didn't give a shir. They could have very easily sechta Megillah, lay down the law. What is an ani? What is an atanas lev yonim? Is it an evyon? Is it an ani? Is the shir a pruta? Is it a shir a su'uda? These like basic yisoides. How come Chazal totally ignore these issues? And the Rishonim ignore the issues. Obviously, it's everything. The fact they ignore these issues, obviously they must have felt, don't narrow it down. It's broad, it's a very broad mitzvah. Leave it to the Achronim. The Achronim came along and they expanded the scope. There's a din of a su'udah, there's a din of a gift. Whatever you can do, do. If you can do it like this, you yotzei like this, you do it like this. If you have a generation where the su'udah is not very relevant, then give the tzedakah. You know, other generations back when people were destitute, there it meant to give them a meal. That was the main goal. So Chazal sometimes were very clever in what they did not say. Because they saw the big picture and they saw that these halachas are dynamic. Things change every generation. And ein achinami, the mitzvah of matanos lev yonim is broad. In all different types of circumstances, there are many different opportunities, there are many different ways to understand the halacha. Okay, let me give you another quick call of issues. Let's say now we know the halacha is to give matanos lev yonim, which means to give to two poor people. Each one should receive a gift. Either it's going to be a pruta or it's going to be a meal. What about giving to a couple, a husband and a wife? Oh, is that considered to be two or one? Most poskim say it's two. The husband and the wife are two separate people. So therefore, you give to a family, you give to a couple, you mekayim the mitzvah. That you don't have to go give to two necessarily to go give to a you mekayim. And on the other hand, When a person gives matanos lo evyonim and in mishloach manos, does one's wife have to give a separate gift? Let's say they have separate bank accounts. Okay, a wife has her own bank account. Does she have to give from her own personal money to mekayim the mitzvah of matanos lo evyonim and mishloach manos? Or when the husband sends, well, let's say today in the modern world the other way around, when the wife sends the mishloach manos, is the husband included in that gift? Kemat, all the poskim say, ish like a gufay, ish like a gufay, that when a husband or a wife gives someone else mishloach manos, both of or matanos lo avyonim, both of them fulfill the mitzvah. So it's interesting. When it comes to giving, we combine a husband and wife, they're both yoytzei.
General,
counts to both. Each doike gufay. Each doike gufay. Each doike gufay. Exactly.
Don't have a joint account.
Even if you don't have a joint account. Even if you don't. Exactly. When the husband gives, it's assumed I'm giving for my wife as well. I'm generous. I'm paying for her. I include my wife. Even though she keeps her own money, she doesn't let me come near her assets. I have to pay every night for dinner. What? She puts the food on the table. She puts a bill. Anyone have that situation? When you finish dinner at night, so the wife gives you, you know, like in a restaurant, a bill. She wants the credit card to charge you for dinner. No, you never had that situation at home?
What about today's wonderful marketing? You know, we can go broke giving...
You don't have. You don't have to give to every organization. You give whatever you can give. Whatever you can do. But so it comes out of very something ironic. When it comes to giving, ishtoi ki gufai. When it comes to the receiving end, you don't say ishtoi ki gufai. You say each member of the family counts as one. That's what it says in the Sfarim. That's what the Pesukim say. A husband and wife are two different people, and therefore when you give to a family, that you automatically mekayim the mitzvah to both. Now, can you give it at night? We all know that we do not give mishloach manos at night. Right? Only day. Today, you should know, I've seen this rule be relaxed incredibly. Yeah, even by a charedim. Years ago, you'd be embarrassed. You never give mishloach manos at night. Everyone knows you cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of mishloach manos at night. You give it by day. The mitzvah is Purim day, you give. At night, you're not yoytzeh the mitzvah. I've seen this many times that people, I'm going away for Purim, yeah. I'm not going to be here, how could I not give you mishloach manos? You're my neighbor, you're my best friend, you're my family. So they apologize, and you bring this beautiful mishloach manos the night of Purim, after you break the fast, and you give mishloach manos. And I know I'm not yoytzeh, but how could I not give you mishloach manos? I've seen this a few times, by rabbanim, who give mishloach manos, which is not mishloach halacha, but it's not mishloach manos. It's not.
It's a matana.
Okay, it's I find it to be very interesting because it's an interesting thing to say. You know, it's a challenging thing for a rav to do that.
But if you give two others during the day.
Of course, I know, but you don't play around with mitzvahs. You generally have a principle of mitzvahs. You do it right, you don't play games. One of the big claims of the Charedim who do not wear tcheles today. Mm-hmm. Why don't they wear tcheles? So what's the big deal, wear tcheles? What does bother you to wear the murex dye? So is it for sure the tcheles? No, not for sure, nothing is for sure, but very likely, it's very possible. Whoever said there's only one techeles, there's so much lumdus, there's so many arguments you can make why it wouldn't be the end of the world if we all put on techeles. So why is a major chunk, probably the vast majority of Orthodox Jews do not wear the murex today? Because that one, there are many ends, but one of the popular ends is that's not the way you do a mitzvah. You do a mitzvah, you do it right. Even the biggest experts in the world of tcheles are not going to tell you they're 100% sure. No one today will tell you that the murex is 100% absolutely a fulfillment of the mitzvah deraisa of tcheles. No one can say that. No one can say that. So if you can't say that for sure, you don't play games. You don't do mitzvahs wholesale. You know, okay, maybe I got lucky. Mm-hmm. I'll come to Shemaim Achamei V'Eshrim, we'll gamble. It'll be a gamble. Maybe I got lucky. That's not Yadus. That goes against the grain of Yadus to do something like that. It's a very powerful argument. So to me, giving Mishloach Manos at night, by the way, I also give it at night sometimes, giving Mishloach Manos at night is like wearing tcheles. It's even worse than giving tcheles. Because you're for sure not Yoytzeh the Mitzvah. So what are you masquerading? Purim, what are you masquerading giving Mishloach Manos when it's not Mishloach Manos? Either you do the mitzvah, you don't do the mitzvah. Mishloach Manos is not a game. It's not a game. You do it right, or you don't do it. Believe me, the one you give the Mishloach Manos doesn't need the Mishloach Manos, no matter what. He doesn't need it. He doesn't need your whatever candies you're sending him. He doesn't need it. And even if you're sending him something very expensive, he doesn't need it. So you're giving him a gift. But you're giving him a gift wrapped up as Mishloach Manos during the Zman when it's not Mishloach Manos. That's very problematic. You don't do mitzvah like that. So you say, alumnus, I don't want you to be Makabala today. I'm giving you to tonight, and don't be Makabala until tomorrow. Okay, these are all tricks. These are all legal loopholes.
I'm not leaving it on a doorknob.
So by day, you for sure yoytzeh. For sure yoytzeh by day. At night, you tell the person, don't be koine. Don't be koine until tomorrow. All right, I hear all of these things. I myself in violation of these things because sometimes you got to do what you got to do, right? You got to do what you got to do to survive. Whatever, you have to have certain derechas. It's a very interesting. Okay, now the reason why I just gave this long-winded hakdama is because we're talking about matanos avyonim. Can you give lechatchila matanos lo avyonim at night? You can't lay in the morning's megillah at night. You only can lay in the, no one can say, oh, let me lay in the megillah twice at night so I don't have to lay in by day. Mm-hmm. Meshuggah, right? You can't have the Sudas Purim at night. The Sudas Purim you only have by day. And you can't give Mishloach Manos at night. Can I give Matonos Lo'ev Yoinim at night? Can you give right out, give that money, give out that check, or write a give out cash at night? So you would assume no, right? Rav Moshe Feinstein holds, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, yes. Incredible chiddush. It's an incredible chiddush from Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Pesach Hadar. He says you can be yoytze lichatchila matonois loevyoinim at night. Unbelievable, at night. The din of matonois loevyoinim is the din of tzedakah, and the tzedakah is totally in the day. It's not totally, it's not a, the su'uda is the su'uda's day, a day. The Megillah, of course, is by day, at night, and day. Matonis levyoy, mishloach monos ish lereyehu. Okay, the rules are by day. I guess there must be the source. I don't know the source. But Moshe holds the din of matonis levyoyim is a din in the day. In the calendar day, it's not totally in the zman. It's an incredible idea. Not people don't know this idea. You mekayim the mitzvah matonis levyoyim at night. Very fascinating, that halacha.
Because it's a mitzvah in the day of Purim.
Yes, in the day of Purim.
24-hour period,
the calendar day. Whereas Mishloach Monos is a mitzvah by day. I think the long this is because Mishloach Monos, according to many Rishonim, maybe even most, it's to give food to your friends so they'll have what to eat at the Suda. And the Suda has to be by day. The Su'udas Purim is a Suda of the day. That's clear as... Why? Because that the main Suda eat is by day. People do not eat meals at night. In ancient times, you already finished dinner was served before it got dark. Dinner was served as it got dark. People did not, because at night, you want to see what you're eating. A Su'uda, a celebration, is something you do by day. Chazal were not misaking two Su'udas. The only one misaken, they didn't want to bankrupt us. The only one misaken on Purim to eat one meal. And when you have a meal, a celebratory meal, it's by day. Okay, today in the modern world, we don't understand that because we have electricity and we have new technology. But when Chazal misaken the midst in ancient times, it's not called a meal unless you have it by day because it's just not practical to have it at night. Then, as an extension of the Su'uda, according to the vast majority of the Rishonim, we have Mishloach Manos. Mishloach Manos is very complicated. What's the reason? Simcha, Reus, Ahava. But it's also an integral part of Mishloach Manos is that you better make sure that your next door neighbor has what to eat at the Su'uda he's going to make today in honor of Purim. So you're giving him food for the Su'udah. So if you're giving him food for the Su'udah, if you're going to give it to him at night, he'll eat it up at night. He won't have it left for the day. So you got to give it by day, he'll have for the Su'udah. By Matonos Levyonim, we don't necessarily say that. Because if Moshe learns the Ikritam Matonos Levyonim is not for the Su'udah, it's primarily Tzedakah. And Tzedakah, it's a din in giving Tzedakah on Purim. On Purim, you give tzedakah. So who cares you give the tzedakah by day or by night? You lay in the Megillah at night, you lay in it by day. So you can give the tzedakah whenever you want to give the tzedakah. Who says you got to give it by day? Okay, another quick halacha, and that is...
In the Megillah,
what? Twice.
In the Megillah, you don't have Sudat Purim. You have...
Twice, Sera Locha.
Suda,
by day. The Suda is
not
written inside.
It doesn't say a Suda.
It says Mishta.
I don't know, but the halacha, I don't know, the halacha is you have to have a suit, it's halacha shochnash. You have to have a suit, that's halacha shochnash. Okay, can you have a halacha? Are you mechuyif to get, the normally comes to mitzvahs, you're not allowed to do a mitzvah before you're not allowed to eat before you do a mitzvah. Halacha l'maisa, you're not supposed to eat before you lay in the Megillah. We know that at night, we had this big discussion, not for now, at night is a little different because at night you're fasting. But by day, let's say you had a nice dinner the night before, and now it's the shot in the day. You go to davening, you have to run home, yet you can't stay for the Megillah because you have an emergency, whatever it is. And now, fine, you come home, it's 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and you did not yet lay in the Megillah. Are you allowed to eat before you lay the Megillah by day? So this is a big question. It's not clear what the answer is. Some hold you're not allowed to. Anytime you have a mitzvah in front of you to do, especially a mitzvah that only comes around once in a while, like laying the Megillah, blowing shofar, okay, even though we have a Bekiddush, a mitzvah that you do only once in a while, you don't eat. Even we eat, we all invite, anyone who eats is in total violation. Everyone, blowing shofar, you only allowed to be toy ma'at, a little teeny mashu, just to get you by. You don't want to have a meal. You don't want to have a whole smorgasbord before tekiya shofar. But so somehow you're not allowed to lay in the Megillah before you eat. You're not allowed to eat before you lay in the Megillah. Does that extend to mishloach monois? And to matonois lo evyonim. Let's say you did not yet give money to the poor, and you laid the Megillah, and you didn't give mishloach monos either. Are you allowed to have breakfast, and then I will go do my mishloach monos? I'll get into the car with my kids and go on go make 50 stops, give me out, and then you'll have what to eat. Until then, you're not allowed to. And likewise, matonos lo evyoinim. Maybe you're not allowed to eat breakfast until you first give matonos lo evyoinim. There is no clear answer to this question. Some hold no. You can't go that far. Maybe when it comes to mikra megillah, that's part of davening. It's kriyas haTorah, din of kriya. That's mamish, the essence of the day. That indeed you should be machmir. At least the man who goes to shul should be machmir and not eat until he first reads the Megillah. Okay, a person should be careful with that. But when it comes to Mishloach Manos, the Olam is not Machmer. There are Yechidim that you'll see, they'll come to shul with a little gift package, and they'll give to someone, they Mekayim the Mitzvah now of Mishloach Manos. We only give one person Mishloach Manos. And now that Mekayim the Mitzvah, Mishloach Manos, now I can eat breakfast. And then later I'll go and I'll give to everyone else. I'll give the Hidr, I'll give to 50 people later on in the day. What about Matanis Lev Yoinim? It's a Shiloh. Some hold yes, some hold not. Pashas says there's no problem. Pashas says not enough to be machmir. You can eat breakfast before you give your mekayim the mitzvah of matonois lo evyoinim.
Maybe if you don't eat it, you'll be to'ar ba'alakol.
If you don't eat, so maybe you should be like that. Your primary concern should be for someone else. Look, when it comes to animals, you're not allowed to eat until you first feed your animals. My animals? What do I care about animals? Who cares they're hungry? Human rights. Forget about animal rights. Human rights. Who's more important, me or my animal? I'm more important than my animal. My animal's hungry? Who cares? No. Torah says, your animal is hungry, feed your animal. Animal goes before you. So when it comes to a poor person, how can you sit down to breakfast on this day when the Torah told you, make sure the poor people have what to eat? Make sure, even Mishloach Manos, we don't look at it as a gift, as a poor, but Rav Moshe says it's a major component. Mishloach Manos is make sure that your neighbor has what to eat by the Suda. Different world today, but that's part of the mitzvah. Someone else comes before you. Okay, we'll take a very, very short break, and then I want to talk about the Aseres B'nei Haman, the way it's written in the Megillah, and some of those interesting concepts of the Aseres B'nei Haman.
In Long Island.
Yeah.
And it seems that everybody is wealthy, man. And there is no poor, no honey, no